Welcome to Twat Radio. I am your host, Risk Free, and I am joined today by two members of our local LUG group. Our LUG recently held a LAN party in our area, and today we'll be discussing the ins and outs of hosting a LAN party.
Oh yeah, LAN parties. Something we all know well.
Well, we should anyway.
Long nights of caffeine and shouting at people who are inevitably younger than you. It's just so bad.
And for those of us that don't know what a LAN party is,
fuck you.
Don't be a hater.
Okay.
Just give a small, menial explanation of what a LAN party is.
All right. LAN party. Nerds, games, caffeine, usually running 24 hours and up. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's always nice when you mix, you know, lack of sleep and caffeine, then 24 hours of staring at a screen.
Yeah. What's been the longest LAN party that you guys have been to?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say probably one of mine with my friends, running several days.
I'm going to have to say it was totally CryptCon, the one that we did ourselves. That was the longest LAN party. That was only like, what, 16 hours or something?
I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was supposed to go 28, but it got cut short.
Yeah, because of noobs.
Anyway, the longest one I've probably been to has been about 2.5 days. So that's always fun.
But then again, they did let us go.
Yeah, unlike, they totally let us have a, you know.
Unlike Southern, who wanted to charge us mass amounts of money.
And wanted us to pack and sniff our own network and scout it for file transfers.
This is true.
So, ladies and gentlemen, would you even go to a LAN party where you knew walking in they were going to packet sniff and monitor for file transfers?
The hell you would.
No.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure somewhere in the world there's a bunch of nuns sitting in a cloister, totally on bid to it, like, oh, yes, bring it, uh-huh, girlfriend. And they're just, you know, a bunch of nuns in the cloister just totally just getting down to their, you know, J-Lo music that they got off, you know, BitTorrent or SoulSeek or something.
Yeah, and they wanted us.
You don't support file sharing. You have to support it after that.
And the crazy thing about that is they wanted us to monitor our network for piracy. I mean, who the hell would require you to do that? That's
not
fucking
that,
ridiculous.
Three of us. I mean, we just don't have the manpower to do that kind of thing.
No.
Not at this event, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't have the manpower, and they didn't offer to give any more support, so
yeah.
Just didn't have an option.
Yeah.
All right.
So we hosted a LAN party, and I would say that we could call that a medium-sized LAN party. I don't know if you guys would agree with that.
Sure.
Yay? Nay?
Sure.
All right. And we will just talk about some of the things that maybe irked us and try and help you guys that want to run LAN parties deal with this shit that we had to do. The first thing that one of our listeners comments, fuck the MPAA and fuck the RIAA. I say amen.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Blessings, brother. Spread the good word. Can I get a make?
Make.
Make install.
Make install.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, we haven't told you that. Yes, you see, I'm the official, you know, one of the, you know, priesters in training for the Cult of Linux. I welcome all you, our brethren out there.
Indeed. All right, anyway, one of the things that, like I was saying, we're going to talk about some of the things that really pissed us off. And one of the things was trying to find a location for a LAN party. Now, we did have high hopes for the attendance of the LAN party. So we were looking for a rather large size building. We are all college students, so we decided to look at the facilities of this university. However, upon looking into these facilities, we found out we were going to be charged a massive amount of money. And that was even through using a club as a sponsor. We were not happy with that.
Although, on the fair side, that is totally understandable in being a university, and they kind of, by law, have to charge for the use of some of their facilities.
Well, I don't mind that, but the amount that they were charging us was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. Especially for the service they were going to offer us in return.
Well, essentially, we're bringing stuff to their campus that is beneficial to how they look and bringing in more students to their university.
Therefore, they should be more gracious, my God.
They should be paying us, I thought.
Man. Yeah, they really should, almost.
Yeah. Anyway, the location we decided was a smaller college in another city nearby, and it had ample space and power. Just a couple of things that you need to look out for. Definitely power. What I would suggest doing is going into the buildings that you are looking at, and I would check out their power grid and see what power is available to you. Along with power, now I said space. You're definitely going to have to look at space, and it's one of the big things to consider when planning your LAN party, I guess, is to try and get an accurate count of how many people are going to be there. Another thing that was quite a task for us was advertising. I know that Satan here can attest to that.
Oh, yes.
He was our official, what do we call him?
Public relations. In the lieu of other public relations specialists going before me, I have to say, if you're in a college, you know, the main advertising in most universities is putting up posters on public poster message boards. Which is all great until a bunch of wankers come and pull your posters down.
So evidently you have to go past every few days and check them.
You gotta totally reload your posters every
day. Also, once you put up posters, you can't change information.
Yeah, it doesn't work. We tried that and it was like, oh, it's free. They're like, what, it's free? Because originally we were going to charge a cover fee, you know? And they said, oh, no, it's fine. Oh, it's like, oh, it's free. I heard it was this much. No, it's totally free, I swear. Are you sure?
Yeah, that was
also,
quite...
Also, if you're going to do posters, do it in a nice, big, bright font, because you'll be surprised at how many college students apparently can't read.
Actually, just include a picture. Just a picture of a computer.
Just a picture of a computer with a big fat guy in front of playing World of Warcraft. It's all you need, a big-ass bag of Cheetos with fucking cheese everywhere, holes in his shirt, you know, like piss stains because he doesn't have to go pee this much while. That's the you know, image of a LAN party in today's, you know, society, sadly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Cheeto-grubbing wild nuts have ruined what was once a holy sanctum of, you know, glorious knowledge. Shame on you, WoW. I give a wag of Stephen Colbert's finger to World of Warcraft.
Anyway, I guess along with the advertising is kind of the sponsor part of it. And that was another part that we struggled with.
Struggle. Yes and no, it depends from the point of view.
We did get a lot of, overall, our sponsors were NVIDIA, Balls, who else do we have?
Had the FON network. The router.
Oh, FON, yes.
It's F-O-N.
F-O-N, FON. Or is it phone? Is it phone or FON? I don't know, whatever.
It's a dual Spain-Thai company for routers and stuff.
Yeah, I'll take his word for it. Anyway.
Who else did we have? We had...
We got a bunch of discs and stickers from BudTube. That's totally because, you know, we got those. They didn't like, you know, they weren't like, here! There's
the
hookup. Now we just chose to put those
out for you. Yeah, that's true.
I have to say, NVIDIA definitely did a very good job of sponsoring.
NVIDIA
sent
the best.
Sent a lot of posters, sent...
free shit.
Yeah, a lot of general good stuff.
And also, we, as a Linux user group, we went and bought stuff to give out. And that was good. Spread the good word about our beloved operating system.
That's right.
Just a note on sponsors, I guess. A lot of companies have on their website a link or a form or even an email address that you can submit something to and try and gain sponsorship from them. And they will ask you what your LAN party will do for them. And I guess just try and be, when you're filling that stuff out, be as kind of, I don't want to say creative, but just give them what they want
to
hear.
Yeah, you've really got to play to their tune. I mean, they want to know for a fact that you're going to pimp their product to your people. So just tell them what they want to know.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street. You get free stuff, but then when you get the free stuff, it's basically you're giving them free advertising, so you need to make sure that their name gets out.
Oh, totally.
That's what they're in it for.
Although, honestly, who's going to push ATI over NVIDIA? I
mean, hey, dude, if they're giving me free shit, I'll push them any day, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they're full dirty inside.
No, we have to have some moral standards here. So, unfortunately, ATI, sorry, no, just no.
Even though I totally have an ATI card in my notebook right now.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Yeah,
OpenGL just owns ATI cards. I'm sorry.
It's yeah, indeed. All right, so I guess after looking at the sponsor stuff, we then went into, I don't know, games and what we wanted to play. And
well, I think it was cool how we did it. We just didn't, you know, let people play what they wanted, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, you can't restrict anyone to play, you know, any one game.
Even if you do have a group of, you know, Cheeto grubbing fat WoW players, you
and we do welcome those guys.
Yeah, totally, we welcome them. There's no hate for them. I rag on them a lot, but it's just me being a dweeb. There's no hate there. No hate. But hate for, you know, Mortal Warcraft, because they banned all the players using Sudeika. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was like a big, like, 7,000 player ban or something with people using Sudeika. They counted it as being a cheat tool.
How did they do that?
I don't know. I assume when you log in, there's like a file scan or something. But it was in I think Linux format actually. There was one of the editors was talking about it, saying all these players got like banned and stuff for using Sudeika, you know, to emulate WoW on their Linux boxes. And apparently all these players got really mad, and they all wrote nice naughty little letters to Blizzard. And now Blizzard's trying to, well, maybe, I mean, do we want to let them back in? Do we not? You know. Is that somehow unfair to our somehow better Windows players? I mean, like, Blizzard's kind of up in the air. Now. Do let them play, do we not? And
well, I imagine it's probably a lot of image, because
it's all image, just nothing else.
I mean, if they don't let them back in, it makes them look like they're trying
the haters
to...
Haters that they are. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that on the air?
Oh, of course.
Can I call them out? Haters?
Yeah, might as well.
Bring it on. I tell them, bring it on. Anyway, games, I mean, we just kind of play stuff that is popular. Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, there's obviously going to be some games that are popular. Everybody's going to want to play them. It's best probably to set up servers for those three games.
And on that note, setting up servers, oh, man, that's always fun. I would suggest taking a few days or weeks before the LAN party and actually set your servers up.
And test them
thoroughly.
Yes. Very thoroughly.
And if you're going to do stuff with Steam, give that some test too, because we all know how. Do you want to rant about Steam?
Fucking hate Steam.
Make sure that whatever facilities you're using aren't going to block the update programs needed by your games.
Definitely.
We did it on university. We did encounter some issues with Steam. So you might want to look into that a week or so before the party so you can arrange proper. Corrections by the IT staff at the location.
And we were lucky enough to have the support of the IT director at the college that we hosted this LAN party. He even bumped up our internet connection for us, which was very good, very good. Let's see, what other games did we play? Unreal Tournament, Battlefield 2,
Well, the ones I saw being played most often were Unreal Tournament, Counter-Strike, either 1.6 or Source, and Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
Alright, so that covers most of the game stuff. Just remember to test your servers before the actual LAN party. And that's about it for the games. Going on to... I think, just to reiterate the importance of power, do not forget to map out your power grid. I suggest testing your power.
if you realize you're probably going to have weaker power, it might be best to assign a power Nazi to go around and ensure you don't have too many boxes on any one part of the power grid.
And thankfully, we did not have any huge power fits. We had a power strip blowout, was it?
Probably a power burp at best.
Oh, all right. Same thing, more or less. Let's see, anything more about power that we need to mention?
As long as you make sure you have what you need, it shouldn't go out. That should be perfectly fine.
And also have more extension cables than you actually think you'll need. Always. Always have more of what you need. And let's see, we had, I think, how many people did we have?
I think at the max at any one time was 22 by my count.
That's not too bad.
I think we had a total of about 30 go through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's not too bad. And we had probably 6 people on, you'd say, one circuit.
Yeah, I think at the max we had about 6 per circuit.
All right. Yeah, any more than that. And I know they were being stressed as it was right then, but anything else about precautions that we might need to mention? Food. The college was gracious enough to buy us, was it $500 worth of pizza?
It was a very large amount.
Yeah, it was $500 worth of pizza.
Much more than we needed.
Of which I took home 11 boxes on my own. We ate it for like a week, three weeks at least.
And you got to remember that there's only, 30 people here. $500 of pizza.
It was a little bit much.
That's not including the automatic chocolate fountain, bananas, sandwiches, soda, balls, Pepsi. Oh, that's nasty.
The college was very nice to us as far as food is. Unfortunately, I imagine most LAN parties aren't that lucky.
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing, back in the day when we had LAN parties, we'd actually sell like meal tickets. So when people registered for the LAN party, they could specify what meal they wanted, and we'd go and cook it. Like for lunch, we'd cook some hot dogs, and for the breakfast, we'd maybe make some pancakes or something, just something really easy. We charge maybe 2-3 bucks more. I mean, food, hey, it's good.
Food.
We all love food. Anyway, let's see, that just about covers it for precautions. Anything else we need to cover on that stuff?
I don't believe so.
All right. Now, how would we deal with an interruption to the LAN party? Say, noisy people or somebody starting a fight or something like that. I've never had to deal with that. Any suggestions to our listeners?
Well, it kind of depends on your person. Like, if it was me and somebody starts a fight, you know, I'm going to walk up and separate the two, by force if necessary. Honestly, if it was me, just to be totally honest, I'd probably let them duke it out because I always wanted to see, I don't want to see who win and, everything, but, but it really depends. Like, if it was just two guys, just if they're both being mouthy and, talking all kinds of trash, and the one guy, they probably deserved it, maybe, but I think if they're going to be sick, generally, I would, think about maybe trying to break it up, but it honestly just depends.
Also, if you
are... I want to see who would win, though, generally.
If you are in any place of decent size, they do have security on staff. Just if it really gets to a point where it's going to be a fight, just bring them in. They can take care of it from there. That's what they're paid to do.
Yeah, definitely. We obviously did not have the staff for a full-time security detail, but...
We didn't need it because we had, 7 computers just for the 3 of us at the admin table?
Yeah.
So...
Let's see what else.
He says somebody's being loud. Well, we had the rule, no speakers, headphones. I'm sure that's pretty, across the board.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I wouldn't bring anyone I wouldn't allow anyone to bring speakers in. It'd just get way too loud. At the beginning of your LAN party, you probably want to have something typed up just to tell them how to get on the network, just some of the basic rules and guidelines, and then give that to them as people come in. You could even set up, I don't know, a PHP script and have people go in there and register on a laptop that you set by the door. And let's see, I'd always have some kind of a raffle or drawing, and so that we can give our prizes away. And that wraps it up for our discussion on LAN parties. We thank you for tuning into this episode. Have a good day.